welcome to this I Know What You Did Last Summer edition of Buford Bites. My name is Jesse Blanco, joined as always by the lovely and talented Kelly Chelton. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Been a minute since you and I had an opportunity to discuss the breaking of bread, because it's not like we're eating here, right?
No, I think it's been a busy summer for both of us.
It has indeed. We'll get into all of that here in a minute, but first of all, we are now what? Today, as we record this, is August the 18th.
Yes.
Yeah, it has been a blur of a summer. Do you consider the end of the summer when the kids go back to school, or Labor Day, or October 1 when it starts cooling off?
I would have to say Labor Day, because up north, that's when we would go back to school, was after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, since I don't have kids, it's just kind of a blur. It's like, oh, all of a sudden I log into Facebook and there's first aid photos. And
yeah. Yeah, but it does affect daily life, because, you know, there's the school buses are on the road, and, you know, you can now meet up with friends who are dropping the kids off at school at 8:15, and yeah, I'll meet you for coffee at 9 o'clock. We can hang out and girl talk and all that. That kind of comes back into the workflow. Is that fair?
Yes.
At a restaurant.
Well, the one thing I enjoy about the summer, when it comes to school, and I don't speed, okay, folks? Like, I don't speed, but I can go through my favorite spots, because I'm in like three different school zones without having to see the yellow flashing lights. I can just go right through. So,
yes, well, I think the good rule of thumb is to, you know, when the kids go back to school, allow yourself a little bit more time to get where you're going.
Yes.
And be patient. I know that's hard for a lot of people, but it kind of is what it is. And be mindful, because a lot of those speed zones are, you know, whatever mile per hour when school is in session. And now school is in session, and if you've been zipping through over the speed limit during the summer when it isn't, you're going to get dinged. I went through a phase, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, I went through a phase where I was running around in my wife's tiny little car a year and a half ago, where, you know, I get to zipping around, and I got like five or six speeding violations in a little over a year's time, and she was hot because they were on her license plate.
Oh, I bet.
Obviously.
Oh, I bet.
But what's interesting about that is that I bought myself a car in January of 24, a year and a half ago, and I got one within 2 weeks of getting that car. Didn't tell her about it, but whatever. I took care of it, and I haven't gotten one since. So I haven't gotten one in a year and a half. Of course, now watch like four show up in my mailbox because of what I just said. I'm zipping around at school's back at session. And anyway,
you want to know what you're thankful of real quick? So before Steve took over my truck, and he's now switched it to his business, I had my truck completely wrapped, right, with Low Country Spotlight, the whole shebang.
Okay.
And I got pulled over. So do you know how embarrassing it is to be on the side of the road? You're like a billboard. I'm like, can you just, let's get this quickly done. I got a warning.
Busted. Well, good for you. I got stopped a long time ago, almost 20 years ago, and they ran my license. And back at the TV station, they were listening to the scanners, and they heard my name being run on the thing. And my wife got a phone call. Hey, your husband's been stopped by the police. Like, okay, stop already with the gossip thing. Anyway, we did not gather here today to
talk about our criminal.
The nuances of traffic and traffic cams and bending of regulations. We are certainly here to talk about food. Before we do, tell me, we need to catch up a couple of minutes. What you been up to this summer?
Well, I've had the opportunity to be able to go out a lot more. And as many of you have seen, I've been doing a lot more videos and featuring a lot more local businesses. My husband has, he's been doing this for most of the year, but right now is the season. He started up Buford Small Engine Repair, where he is a mobile mechanic. He comes to you and, you know, services those small engines. And while he's a fabulous mechanic, he lacks some of the administrative side of it. So that's where I came in, and I've been managing all of those, you know, phone calls and everything. So you get to talk to me when you call Buford Small Engineer. So that's kept me busy, but yeah, I've really been getting out a lot more, and there's been a lot going on. You know, we're going to talk about a couple of them, but there's a lot going on here in Buford. So yes. I'm excited about it.
Yes.
It's kept me busy, and you've been busy.
Yes, I've been busy. Of course, today is day one of the Eat It and Like It Burger Bash as we record this on August the 18th. It is 34 restaurants. We had one drop out just this morning. Hey, can't do it. 34 restaurants. Savannah, Bluffton, Hilton Head, and then Buford, which we'll talk about in a second. It was always the vision. Hey, if we're going to do this, let's try to do it on the footprint of where the signal of my television show reaches and where we have a following, whether big or small. And so we shopped it around in Buford as well. And we had, you know, Pito's and Locals Raw Bar and Breakwater and Fillin' Station all come on board. And we are very, very excited to have them on board with us. There are some... You know this. How long have you been there now? I think you said 7 years or 11 years?
11, yeah.
11 years.
11.
So, you know, there's obviously lots of good food up there in north of the Broad, as we like to refer to it as. But the burger scene, if you will, is very healthy up there. I just mentioned, what, Beano's out in St. Helena. Oh, and can't forget our friends at Seaside Bar and Grill out there on St. Helena. Have you ever had their shrimp burger?
No, I have not. I've been there twice for two ladies' luncheons. They did a fabulous job. And the spread was amazing from what I saw. But so how is it?
It's great. And what's interesting about that place, you know, I'm sure you get asked, hey, what are the little off the side of the road places? Where is the places? Tell us the places that nobody goes because we want everybody to go, you know, kind of thing. And
right.
When I went, I had been there. I thought I had been there before. It turns out I hadn't. When we went out there, it was so cool. Such a nice little out of the way vibe out there. And we had the regular burger, which comes with avocado and stuff, but the shrimp burger chef came out to talk to us after his lunch rush, and he was telling me, you know, a lot of shrimp burgers out there, they're just processed patties or whatever, but he says he gets local as often as he can shrimp, and they chop it by hand. And wow. So I asked him, the question then became, how much shrimp do you put in each one of these patties? And he said, oh, it could get up to about a quarter pound. And you look at it, and you can see the chunks of shrimp. There's very little breading. Obviously, you have to have a binder. But, I didn't eat this whole thing, but it was really good. And it tastes like chunk shrimp, if that
right.
makes sense. It's wonderful. Do you eat shrimp, of course,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend you get out there and try that at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know that they had a shrimp burger, so that's good to know. That's a little bit to know.
Dressed very simply, lettuce, tomato, and mayo, if I understand correctly. It might have been tartar sauce, but that's all you need. I mean, you don't want to overdo it with
right.
bacon and all kinds of craziness. Just to enjoy the shrimp burger. Yeah, that's a great one. I tried them all. The other one that I love, that chef, and I've been talking about it, you know, jumping up and down for a few weeks, is what chef put together at the Fillin' Station. In fact, I was there yesterday and got a jump on restaurant week on Burger Bash, and had one yesterday. It's 2 6-ounce patties is what he's doing. Fried shallots, Gouda cheese, and a house made, they're making it in house, spicy peach bacon jam.
Wow.
Yeah, on an onion bun. And they put up, obviously, at the Fillin' Station, they put up the signs on the front door and here and there. And they've had a bunch of people asking them, hey, we want that burger. But they couldn't get it until today. So, but he made me one yesterday, and the peach, you would think, oh, that's, you know, but it's just enough little sweet, kind of sweet,
yes,
with a bacon jam to make you go, oh, that's really good. And so, yeah, I was there with my wife yesterday, Sunday, and it was just, she was like, oh, wow, this is great. I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of know what I'm talking about. I had had it before, so I knew.
I like that when, you know, you get that unexpected flavor. It's something you would never expect from a burger.
Yes.
You know, it's just, again, I said this before, that so many of the chefs here in the Lowcountry are just culinary geniuses.
Yes.
To come up with matching those flavors.
Yes. And that is one thing that is has been the most exciting part for me, is how excited these chefs have gotten about doing this and how creative they've gotten, including that one that I've just told you. And the other one, you know, up at Breakwater. Did you say you had a burger?
I'm trying to recall, because it's been a while since I've been there. So I don't know if they have the same chef since the last time I was there. It's been a while.
Candied bacon, jalapeno cream cheese, two patties, and their tiger sauce. Yeah. Yeah, the day I was there.
I haven't had that. I guarantee I have not had that.
No, and that's just it. They're making that burger.
They're making it just for. That sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got me at jalapeno cream cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. There's actually a couple of one in here in Savannah's doing a jalapeno cream cheese. And I think one in Hilton Head is doing a spicy cream cheese.
Love it.
But the one. When I went to shoot some video at Breakwater, and I'm looking at this burger, I'm like, ooh. But I had eaten 1.5 burgers already that day, and there was no way. Because then you get to the point where you just don't enjoy it. You're eating it to eat. And so I've learned over 15 years now when to step away. But I'm looking at it going, ooh, that looks just outstanding. Yes. And so I put it on my short list. To get to over the next 10 days, I will definitely be up there for that one, because it just looked outstanding. As did, I did get to eat the one at Locals Raw Bar.
Yes.
Which is the first place you and I met, right? We had lunch there 100 moons ago.
Yes.
They take great pride in everything they do there, as you know. I walked in there that day, and they had a big old pot, a big old army pot. I mean, you can't see my arms, but it was like huge. They were making stock. You could smell the shallots and all the herbs and all that stuff. And I share that from the standpoint of, they take a lot of pride in making everything they do there from scratch.
Yes.
But it was simple. I think it was caramelized onions and a stone ground mustard they get from up in North Kakalaki. And that was it. And two beef patties, house made buns, and it was great. And then of course we have Beto's, which is kind of, is it? You tell me. You live there. Is that kind of what everyone believes is the gold standard for burgers in your area?
You know, I don't want to play favorites or anything like that. Right. I think it's known as like the place to go for lunch to grab a good juicy burger.
Okay.
But you know, you've got other places like Old Bull Tavern. They're known for their more upper scale, like, it just depends on, I think, what you're in the mood for. I mean, everybody is really getting into the smash burger, you know, phenomenon. Like Cece at Cece's Honey Hole. She's doing them.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing them, and I can't say that I've had a bad burger experience here. I really can't.
No. No. And that's a perfect segue to Cece. You know, we're going to make the rounds a little bit on what's been going on up in Beaufort this past summer. But before we do that, I will mention, for those of you that did not know, the Burger Bash is going on right now until August the 28th. Thursday. It's up against Labor Day weekend. We decided to end it before Labor Day weekend, when everybody's going to get busy, we assume. You can see the full list of 34 restaurants, to include Beaufort, Bluffton, Hilton Head, and all the way to Savannah. Some of those are very much worth a Saturday roadie at eatitburgerbash.com. Of course, like I just said, Cece's, Cece, I was there. We featured her on our TV show last month. She does a fantastic smash burger. What is it, about once a month she does them?
Yeah.
On average?
Yeah. On average, like, she kind of rotates between when she does the Cubans and then the smash burgers. I mean, her tacos are her thing.
Right. Right. The burritos she does too.
Oh gosh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so when I posted Sunday about the Burger Bash, she fired me off an email. Hey, I want to get in on that. And we didn't invite her because I love the burger. I mean, we featured her on our TV show last month. We love the burger. But the fact that she does them so infrequently, you know, we discussed it internally about, hey, do we invite Cece? And we thought there was no way she was going to commit to doing them every day for 11 days. That's
is that how long you have to do it?
You know, that's the promotion. Every restaurant does burgers every day, so it's easy for them. Mm-hmm. But asking her to commit to smash burgers every day for 11 days, and no way. There's no way she's going to do that. So we chose not to to extend an invitation to her. But
are you doing this next year?
I'm sorry?
Are you doing it next year?
Yeah, of course. Well, like to make it bigger next year. So if she wants to,
on board. She loves a challenge.
Ooh, but it's, man, that's a lot. When I was in that kitchen that day shooting the feature, you know, it's intense. Now, is it as intense because it's once a month and everybody goes to get them? Perhaps. Right. But I don't need to tell you every time she does food, whether it's the tacos or the burritos or whatever it is, she has a huge following because she does great food.
She does.
So I don't know that I didn't want to commit her to 11 straight days of insanity.
I think she could do it. Well, I really do. Heck, I'll stand there in the kitchen and...
Very good. Well, speaking of Cece, she celebrated about 2 weeks ago, 3 years in that spot.
Yeah. It was great. And it was one of those moments where, you know, the clouds were rolling in and it was dark and it was pouring when we were setting up. And then the sun came out right when the event started and we had 2 hours of just great weather and great music by Campfire Tyler. And just a really good time. It was fun. I'm really proud
of her. Wonderful. I mean, she's really made that little corner of Port Royal a destination. I think that's the best way to put it. I'm sure her bait and tackle business has benefited from the fact that she has developed this following of doing great food. For those of you who don't know about it, you should. Cece's Honey Hole is the official name, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Port Royal. For those of you who don't know, you should. If you're within striking distance of a 15-minute drive there, you should go check them out, see what they're doing. She usually does the specialty food on Fridays. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every once in a while, she'll do a Wednesday or Thursday special. Okay. You know, it just depends. I think it depends on the time of year, too.
Right.
You know,
right.
with the fishing season. So, you know, she might do more food in the winter. Who knows? I mean, it's all about timing when it comes to that season. You know, I'm not part of that industry, so I don't know. But
Right. Yeah, best Cuban I've had in the county by far. By far. And I mean, like, by far. There's only one in the general 100 miles that I've had that compares to it. But yeah, I've had Cuba. I'm a Cuban snob. If you can't imagine, But hers is legit. She's from Miami, so it she's got the juice. So So check out Cece's Honey Hole. What else you been up to this summer?
Well, I've been eating quite a bit.
Really?
Going out a lot.
That's good.
No, it is. I've been keeping busy. You know, we also did the teacher appreciation supply bag giveaway, which I've been doing for 8 years. And so that takes a lot of time. But we had a lot of wonderful women volunteer from the Ladies of the Low Country. We did 40 bags this year for 40 teachers. And so that's where I got to eat a lot, too, because my mom always helps me deliver them. I always volunteer to deliver out in the Bluffton, Hilton Head area. So we always, you know, go out and you know, discover new restaurants that we haven't, you know, been to out there. So
very good.
Keeping busy with that, keeping busy with you for Small Engine Repair. Keeping busy.
Yes. Keeping busy. The big announcement was, I believe, last week, the kitchen has officially opened after their big expansion, correct?
Yes. Now, have you been?
To the new one, no.
So,
the old one, obviously.
I did a little live walkthrough, the day that they opened. And for those of you that don't know, they're on Ladies Island. They're in the Graco Shopping Plaza.
Uh-huh.
And, one thing that I miss about that area, it's not that shopping center, the one down, but was when Buford Bread Company used to be there. And it was a great little spot to meet up for a breakfast, a lunch, coffee, just, whether you're meeting a friend or you're having, a business date or whatnot. And so what they've done at the kitchen is they've really made that possible again. And the space is just huge. It's really fantastic. I was blown away at how much they've expanded it.
That's very cool. Now, for those who don't know, the kitchen is a grab and go, largely, or catering kind of, meals, grab and go meals, not sandwiches. Or yes, you can do small, but it's kind of take home pre-prepared meals for your family. She, if I recall correctly, it's been a couple of years since I've been in there. She did not have any sit down dining room space before, correct?
Correct. Yeah, she did.
Do they have it now?
Yes. So you can eat there. You can, order something, eat there. They've got the menus up behind the registers. You can do the grab and go, but you might as well just have it fresh.
Nice.
It is nice.
They were trying
to push food on me.
She always is. They always are. A couple of years ago, she was a sponsor of Eat It or Like It. She sent me home one day with a cooler full of just, and I think we ate on and off for about a week, 10 days from that cooler she sent me home with. And I will flat out tell you that there was nothing that I ate from the kitchen that I didn't say, wow, this is delicious. I mean, everything. And she's not sponsoring this segment. That's not how we roll here. I'm just telling you what I ate, I absolutely loved a couple of years ago, and I'm sure they've not lost a step. So for those of you who don't know about the kitchen on Ladies Island, you most definitely should.
Yeah, and when we were talking about adding something that you wouldn't expect into, a typical dish, Leanne also has that culinary geniusness. We should do a segment on this at some point, chicken salad. I went in to get their chicken salad wrap, of course, because that's
right.
That's what I do.
Right.
She puts it's like a mango chutney, and something about it.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love me some mango.
She's got dill in there too, but that's something about that mango chutney. It just takes that chicken salad to another level. So
very good, yeah. Very good. Well, the kitchen has expanded. CeCe's celebrated 3 years. We've got the Burger Bash from now until the 28th. EatItBurgerBash.com. And we're about to roll into the fall. You ready for cooler temperatures?
There are some exciting things going on opening in the fall. And I just realized. I guess I just realized this cup has seen better days. But
happy fall.
Happy fall.
It doesn't say y'all. Happy fall, y'all.
Happy fall, y'all. I should just write that on there.
Happy fall, all y'all.
All y'all. You all.
Very good. All right. Well, tell us the Buford Small Engine, where we can find you. Website, phone number, how are you guys communicating?
So, BufordSmallEngineRepair.com. Phone number is 843-812-5027. And you can find him also on Facebook, Buford Small Engine Repair, and Instagram.
No job too small.
Well,
I won't say no job too big, because I'm sure he'll get a phone call to come repair an airplane.
Yeah.
Very good. Kelly, thanks so much. We will not take another 3 months to reconvene this time we have together. And if you'd like to find Kelly, Low Country Spotlight, all the social medias, correct?
Correct.
And you can find us at Eat It and Like It. TV show Sundays 12:30 WJCL. All right. Have we gotten all the plugs in? I think we have.
Think so.
Have a wonderful day. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll see y'all next time here at Buford Bites.